this is the final project for Communications 351, my final creative project in that class. What I'm going to do, a documentary on a traveler in John Sweetwood. We're going to find out where he travels, how he does it, why he does it. We're going to get to the root of the matter here. First of all, where are we going to be traveling? Where's our travels going to take us? We're going to go... We need to stay in the States for production purposes. We can't spend too much money. Okay, right. So where are we going to go to the States? We're going to go to the East, West? We're going to stay in the Midwest? What are we going to do there, pal?
I don't know, man. We just kind of have to take it as it comes. Man. We're just, I don't know. Actually, I'm kind of digging this particular road we're on. Are you familiar with this road, Joe?
No, I'm not familiar with this road. There's some new shit back here, huh?
Well, see, this road has been here for like a long time. It was all this housing is new though, and I don't know, man. I've never really been a big fan of a housing development in the country. I think there's a certain beauty in the country, and I think that it gets wrecked when you throw houses all next to each other. I mean, fuck, why the hell would you want to live in a country? In the country, you know, you're surrounded by people, and that's the entire point of living.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you go to that, remember that field party that was here?
Huh.
Okay, here, let me check. Any particular trip? Because...
Yeah, we'll just make it known that you're a traveler, but we'll go on one certain trip with you and ask questions about other trips you've taken and have you in action. So we see you in action and we have a point of view of all the other trips you've taken.
Okay.
So we kind of collect it all into one.
Most of the trip, though, is... in a car, man.
Well, why don't we travel to the West Coast? Okay. I can see the mountains and all that stuff, you know?
Okay, we'll go,
What's our destination? One destination would be California, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Well, see, the destination should be San Diego, California.
Okay, alright, that's our destination. And we're gonna go through... What states are we gonna go through to get there?
We're gonna go through Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona.
Alright, what do we want to highlight out of all them states? Which one do we want to highlight?
Well, I don't know. I think that each state has something more to talk about.
So we'll try to see. We got to squeeze this into a one-hour document. We could probably squeeze in six states into a one-hour documentary.
See, here's the thing, man. Here's my thing. Are you wrong with that?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Alright, here's the... Oh, shit, dude. Here.
Yeah, that's where it was at. Mark was telling me about that.
What?
The party was down here.
Oh, there's another one back there that wasn't right here. Dude, this is like the fucking... Look how blue that water is, man.
It's wild shit.
That is cool looking. That's a nice lake.
Yeah, it is.
Looks all choppy.
I don't know if
you can catch some big fish in that lake.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that big of a lake, though, but I'm sure there's big fish in it.
Sure.
Because you know the whole thing about big fish in little ponds. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Shit doesn't, you know, bet you nobody fishes there. I mean, you go to a big lake, you go to like Ozarks and shit, people are always catching stuff in there. You know,
they don't give it time to grow, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. You get some big fat fucking bass, you're just, wow, where did that come from? There's another lake. That lake has not been there.
With all the fucking ducks, dude.
Dude. See now, that lake used to be like one little farm pond. Another little farm pond. You can tell it's new. Look at the shore. There's no vegetation.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way you can tell if something's new or not. You know, because people can fucking... It's just like how construction workers build like a house and they make it old Victorian style. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, you know, I mean, who are they trying to fool? It's not the Victorian era. People aren't walking around with big fucking like corsets and shit. I mean, what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
So like, you can always tell how old something is by the fucking trees and the grass. That shit doesn't lie to you.
Yeah. Alright, dude. Now, what are your motives behind traveling?
There's a word in Spanish called vaciando, which means, you know, I don't really know what it means, but it means something to the effect of, you know, going somewhere with no real intention of getting where you're going or really any structure as to what you do along the way. Just the act of motion, you know?
So what are you trying to gain across going through these journeys?
It's all about experience.
Alright, so you're trying to gather some experiences and have...
Yeah, the memories. That's the entire point of life, is to have good memories, because, you know, there's a lot of time when you're not doing shit. You're just sitting around, you know, be it you're sitting in a room somewhere, or you're in a lobby of a fucking doctor's office, and you got nothing, you're just fucking burning time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when you got your memories to keep you company.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be a memory of a big fucking, you know, I don't know, it could be a memory of a tree, or it could be a memory of the Grand Canyon, but, I mean, a memory is still a memory. And if you're always seeing shit, you know, swirling out in front of you, it's always our memories.
All right, there. So, in the scrapbook of life, where do these travel memories lie? Are they on the top of the list? Where do they lie?
How do you mean?
I mean, are they like, when you think...
Oh, wow, check this shit out.
Yeah, that's cool. Shit, I got rid of that bridge there, dude.
That's crazy. I dug that bridge.
Oh, that was like liberty, man. That was a relic, you know? They should have sold them pieces of wood to people, you know?
I don't know.
Auction that wood off to people and shit, you know?
Old shitty wood covered in tar and fucking gum and beer and piss and all that. I don't know. But I don't know. See, that's the thing, though. That's a sad symbol of the destruction of the country, man. Because that bridge had a certain sort of baptismal sense to it. When you crossed over that old wooden bridge, man, you knew you were entering the country.
No shit.
And now, it's just another stretch of fucking concrete. Which, in actuality, I'm not dogging concrete, nor am I saying I'm a big fan of gravel roads. I mean, I got this new car, and if I drove over it on a gravel road...
You'd fuck shit up.
I'd get thrashed.
Let me rephrase that question then. Alright, when you sit down sometime and you just wanna think back on your life, where do the memories of your travels lie? Are they something that bring you a warm, good feeling?
Oh,
what's it like? Explain to me what it's like, John.
To think about something you done?
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of a hard one to explain because in actuality, the total goal is to have a fusion between who you are and what you've done. Because what you've done creates who you are. So it's not necessarily, I am this person who goes and does these things. Rather, I am this person because I have done these things. You know?
Right.
So therefore, it's kind of a hard one to answer because you're always, you know, it depends on what the memory is. I mean... It would be foolish to say that you always have fun when you're doing things. You know, I have happy memories of certain times, you know, and then, I have, like, one time I was in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, and I was at this hotel with my brothers, and behind the hotel there was a nature trail of sorts, except it had been years, apparently, since anybody had gone on this little nature trail. So we go over there, and there was this one spot where there were a whole bunch of trees. They were all torn down, and I was the first one across to go across the trees that were all in a big pile and check out what was on the other side. And when I looked back, my brothers were gone. And I looked in front of me. I couldn't cross back because I had like broken a particular tree that was the key in crossing. And in front of me, to my right, was like a 9-foot privacy fence separating the grounds of the Holiday Inn from the string of various shops along this outer road, and it was scary as shit. I was just a little kid. I just took off running down this fence, and there was a bunch of real rough-looking guys all hanging around. I just sprinted as fast as I could, and I had to run about half a mile out to the interstate to where the fence finally stopped and come back in on the property of the Holiday Inn. And, you know, that freaked my shit.
Yeah.
I was just a little kid, you know.
Sure.
Running around out in fucking southern Tennessee. I mean, Christ. So, you know, shit like that isn't really cool. But then there's other times and other things that are, you know. It just kind of depends on what you're thinking about. It's not different from anything else, really, from the way anybody else thinks. It's only that, I just probably just have more stuff to think about. And then, of course, there's a lot of people that have more to think about than me.
Hey, you have any time constraints on your travels?
Well, money constraints. You know, money fuels everything.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, the reason you make money is so that you can travel, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, you, of course, you have time constraints, you know, depending on if you're in school at the time or, you know, shit like that. So, of course, you gotta structure your travels around breaks.
So, now you've been overseas, huh?
Well, not really.
You haven't been overseas at all?
No, not yet, actually. See, that's things where, like, my brothers have been. I haven't gone yet. I'm going to go either this summer or next summer. I'm going to go to Berlin with my brother Matt. I've been to Mexico. That's about it. But I've been to some cool places in Mexico. So, I don't know. I'm still young. I got plenty of time for that.
So, name all the states you've been to. You've been to in the state. Name all the states in this beautiful land of ours you've been to.
Okay.
Go down the list there, pal.
Where should I start? What part of the country?
Start in the Midwest, go to the West, then go to the East.
Well, actually, it'd be easier if I go from the West to the East. I've been to California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, Florida.
What's the common bond all these states have?
Well, it's funny, dude, because it depends. The South, like Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, stuff like that, they all have in common is Waffle Houses. The Waffle House chain of restaurant. There's a Waffle House every exit in those states. I mean, everywhere, you know, everywhere you are in the Deep South, turn your head into 360 and you'll come across at least one Waffle House.
What's that say about waffles?
They say they dig them in the South, man. They dig their grits, too. I'm swear to God, people
eat
that shit like it was, you know, like it was the blood of God.
They got fucking grit houses?
Yeah, well, you know, grits. The Waffle House. Don't eat too many grits on the West Coast.
You putting down grits?
I ate grits, and I didn't care for them, really. Maybe it's just the name of grits, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
tell me about some nature sites. Let's get out of this grits and fucking waffle shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into the meat of this fucking country.
Yeah.
Want to take a picture of some geese?
Yeah, I don't know. I've taken a picture of geese before. They're really not all that great animals.
I took a picture of a geese one time. It was a relative of mine. No, I don't know. Geese. It was a couple of them. Should have said a couple relatives.
A gander of geese?
Yeah, a gander of geese.
So anyway, what was your question?
What was my question?
Something about the landscape or something.
Yeah. Talk about the beauty of America. You know, John Steinbeck, in his travels with Charlie, he was pretty extensive about the nature scenes, the outlay of this country. I mean, go on with that, you know. I mean,
give me a state, and I'll tell you what it looks like from my perspective.
From your perspective, Colorado.
Colorado? I think one of the coolest things in Colorado, everybody goes on and on about the Rockies, and for good purpose, the Rockies are beautiful. But for me, the coolest fucking thing was the Garden of the Gods.
That's what I heard.
The Garden of the Gods amazed me because, I mean, that shit you expect to see out in New Mexico and Arizona. And there it is in Colorado, and it's so cool. It's just like, you know, the bastard twin of the Rockies, you know.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to go buy a Powerball ticket, man, because I want to go.
How about if I come in here and interview you in here?
Okay. When is 95 mil?
Well, you want to interview you while we go in? Let's go.
Here, just leave the tape running. Maybe we can just fuck with this guy.
All right, now. Go on and explain to me California. There's many trains that have to do with California. Go on.
No, man, we gotta do the key. Good. Thank you very much. Are you going to buy Powerball tickets?
I'm going to buy Powerball tickets. I just want a random.
Random for me.
How much are they, $1?
$1.
And they get out, too.
$2.
You know, I never do this, John.
$95 million?
Yeah, that's
$95 million. I don't even know why I did that.
$95 million.
Thank you.
What, one auto pick?
Yeah, I didn't even know why I wasted your time filling that app.
$1.
These $12.
Sold off a million of these already.
Very much.
Take two. All right, man. Go ahead. Now we're on the subject of explaining states. Explain to me California.
Oh, man. California, it'd take... You know what I think it is about California that makes it so, I don't know, why everybody has a love affair with California?
Why is that?
I think it's because back in the old days, people had to wagon train it across the world. Think about it. What are you talking? You saying some shit about my driving ability?
You putting down my fucking tape recorder?
No.
You said I'm putting it on my genitals. I ain't putting nothing near my genitalia. Go ahead, pal. Talk about California. Let's get off the body here, okay?
Anyway, man.
All right.
Think about it, man. Think about all the shit. If you're going from fucking, let's say New York City to California, think of what it takes to get there. And especially at the very end, dude, you got the Rocky Mountains, right? If those aren't fucking tough enough to get through, that's where a lot of people hang out in Colorado. My personal opinion, Colorado people just don't have the strength to make it over the fucking mountains.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, and then once you get on the other side of the Rockies, dude, you have the fucking Mojave Desert and the Sonora Desert. And those deserts, they weed out the fucking men and the boys. I mean, you got some hardcore fucking shit to get through the desert. It takes a lot of girth, a lot of strength. I mean, you spend, one day I spent a week in the desert. It's so tough, man. It feels like forever crossing it. And just imagine in a fucking wagon how tough that must be.
What's the scenery like in the desert? You like it? You dig it?
Oh, the desert. The desert has to be the most beautiful place there is.
All right, on the top 10 list of all the scenes you've seen going across this great land of ours, where do you put the desert at?
Number one.
You put it number one? If that's not number one, tell me what number one is. Let's get to that. Let's get to the heart of the matter here, okay?
What's the coolest place in the country?
Coolest place in the fucking country you've been to, and explain. Explain the terrain. Explain the feeling. Explain how you feel. Just explaining it to me.
Okay, man. One of the coolest places I've ever been, and it's hard to find number one, number two, has to be the Monterey Peninsula. There's just something so cool about there's something so cool about the Monterey Peninsula. I think it has to do with the literary history of it, first off. I mean, there's a certain cosmopolitan sense in these two little towns of Monterey and Carmel. They're very, very hip, though they're both very small. It's very beautiful. One day I went out to the shore, right at high tide, and the waves were hitting the rocks and shooting up into the air, and they would be going, cutting through particular little holes in the rock, and I don't know, man, there was just something about it. The old broken down canneries and the aquarium, which I never went in because I'm not a big fan of attractions.
Now this is California we're talking about, right?
Oh yeah, Monterey Peninsula. It's about, you didn't know what you do. You got lice?
No, nothing.
Burn your hair?
Did I?
What are you doing?
Oh, what happened?
You're freaking out, man.
Think some bad acid or something? No, do I got shit on me?
Why would you have shit on you?
Because the cherry fucking went off and went in my ear.
Oh, it did? You didn't burn my fucking seat, did you?
No, I didn't.
You're a sloppy fucking smoker, Joe. We gotta do something about that. What's the green light? What's the light? The light, man.
I know. I got it.
No, you don't. It's just lit, but you don't got it. You don't have the juice.
It didn't burn nothing, dude.
Let's hope it stays that way.
All right, there. All right, go ahead.
You know what people are going to hear when they listen to the state?
What's that?
They're going to listen to the sound of your knee.
No, I was on my knee for a minute, man. Go ahead about this peninsula, okay?
No, that's about all there is to say. There's like... There's some excellent golf courses there. You got Pebble Beach, Cypress Point, Spyglass Hill. Some of the premier golf destinations in the country.
Did you play on them?
Oh, Christ, no, man. You need so much cash to play on those courses, it's unbelievable. Those are like, look at this fucking hot rod, man.
Check him out. He's racing your shit. That's fucking Ray, man.
Ray.
He's the fucking janitor. Look at him. He's the fucking janitor at the community center.
Really? Well,
that guy cleans shit up good.
Well, apparently he fucking can't drive as fast as I can. Poor Ray.
Okay, all right now. The peninsula has to be number one, okay? Now go down the list. Just kind of wreck like that.
Well,
no,
I can't really give you a number one, two, three. I'll group them up at the top, though, right?
Fine.
It all depends on the mood you're in, is my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And the desert, I don't know, man. The desert is so cool. The desert mountains have to be the best mountains around. I was at another cool place. It's called Devil's Canyon in California. It's outside of San Diego. Along Interstate 8 as you're driving towards Yuma, Arizona. Because as you're driving, you know, a lot of people don't know that there's mountains in Southern California, you know. Most people think it's all just fucking, you know, the beach, and then it just goes into the desert. But there's mountain range there. And through the mountains, you know, it first starts off a forest, and then as you go deeper into the desert, there's large boulders mixed in on these mountains. The deeper you go, the more boulders there are. And eventually, as you're getting into the hardcore desert, it's just mountains of boulders, and it's the most amazing thing. And Devil's Canyon is this canyon of these massive red boulders, and it's intense. It's cool as shit. There's this one restaurant, I don't know what the name of it is, but it sits on top of one of the mountains in Hell's Canyon. I wonder what the food tastes like there.
You have any food?
Well, no, I didn't eat that. I was driving my car.
You didn't eat it, huh?
Oh, that's not the point. I wasn't eating at that present time. I had more important things in my mind, like, were we going to run out of gas? Because we were close. And, you know, when you're in the desert, they call it desert for a reason. It's because there ain't any shit there.
Yeah.
You don't have, like, Amcos every 15 paces like you do here in the heartland.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Not down with that?
I don't know, I think there's a certain coolness to it, though. I think it'd be wild to run out of gas in the desert.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you're in the desert, you don't have any gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
think it'd be wild. Go ahead.
You didn't scratch the car, did you?
No.
Yeah. So now, go on with your questioning.
All right, now. What is it, like, say for you and for other people, what is it that gives you that drive to travel? What gives you that drive? What is it about it?
About traveling?
Yeah, about traveling. What gives you that desire to travel, like the desire to eat and the desire to drink and the desire to just basically have fun? Why is it that people want to fucking, yeah, look at that. Why is it that people want to travel? What is that desire? How do people get it?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's just, yeah, it's something you're born with, I think. A lot of people have like a sense of security. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to go anywhere. They just want to sit in their house and watch TV. There's some people that always want to be on the move, checking out shit. And there's some people that like to jump out of airplanes. I've never jumped out of an airplane. You know, I like to think the only time I jump out of an airplane is if the shit was on fire, in which case I'd want a parachute with me. But I mean, I wouldn't go beyond the pale saying I'll never jump out of an airplane, because I probably will. I fully intend on, before I die, jumping out of an airplane. Unless, of course, I die because I fall out of an airplane. That would not be cool at all. All right, man, we're here in the alley. Just tell the viewers about this alley.
You what?
Nothing, it's just...
Alright, now go on ahead about this desire to travel. I really want to get deep into this. This is the basis of my documentary, travel.
Well, you know what? I don't really know. I think that my family... See, I guess it's in my blood, I think. My family is known for traveling. They do a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm one of the few people in my family that hasn't been all over the world. And I don't know, man, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, my brothers, they've all been all over the world. And I've only been around the States, which is I guess it's an improvement on some people, but I got a lot of shit left to do, you know? I got a lot of time left. It's only been 18 years and I've done a lot of shit. But I mean, as far as what makes a person be the type of person that wants to travel, I think you have to understand that there's always more shit to see. And I think that it's just a developed interest in what's going on. I think the more stuff you do, the more places you go, that is, you have a more heightened sense as to what it means to be alive today in our country and in our world, especially economically. You know, I mean, to know what it's like to have to pay $2.50 for a pack of cigarettes in California and 10 cents for a pack of cigarettes in Mexico, you know, and $1.80 here, I don't know what it is about that. There's just a certain, I don't know how to explain that. It's just one of those things that you become more aware of the financial climate in the world.
Do you write down memoirs of your travels? You do that?
Sometimes, only of particular instances. But I have a good memory, though.
Like what instances?
Oh, man. That's a hard one. Like, normally what I'll do is, like, maybe I'll write, like, a poem, like, of a reflection of, like, how I felt in a certain... It's like that one about the time I climbed the mountain in Colorado. I mean, that was a big thing for me, and I wrote that down. But I have a really good memory in the sense that, like, I remember it was 1986. I was in Omaha, and I saw a car wreck. And I could tell you everything down to what street the car wreck was on, you know, what the guy was wearing that got in the car wreck, the license plate of the car, the colors and everything. And so, I don't know, maybe that was just something I was gifted with. Is the ability to recall details. I can remember what I ate in certain places on certain little trips. Remember what everything looked like, how I felt about it. So I guess there's really never been a necessity to write it down by means of memory. And I've never really thought much of writing it down so that somebody else could, you know, I guess live vicariously through the experience because, I don't know, I just think a story is more interesting when it's told. There's a lot to be said, and I don't know, you have to look somebody in the eye when they're telling you about something a lot of the times.
Have you ever had a bad trip?
I think that's not possible. I think any trip, no matter how bad it may seem, is always good. I mean, that follows my general rule that just about everything is good. Of course, there's certain exceptions, but maybe not even that. You always draw from your experiences. And I think that no matter where you go or what you do, you're always learning something. And if something you didn't like, you know, if something happens that's bad, even if something like your mother dies, that's a terrible thing to have happened, but you learn from it. And you become a new person because of that. And no matter where you go, you learn new things, better or for worse. I mean, I don't know, I've had, you know, bad experiences. Just for instance, off the top of my head, like that time in Tennessee, you know.
Yeah.
You take something away from it. You always take something away from everything. And a lot of times people get hung up on little details about traveling, like traffic. That's a big one people bitch about. I remember one time we were in the Appalachian Mountains, passing through the Cumberland Gap, and the traffic was so bad that it was backed up for hours going through this mountain pass. And I mean, we were sitting there forever. And it was a bitch at the time, but I mean, I enjoyed it in the sense that how often do you really get to stop and focus on one little part of the world? I mean, it all goes by so fast. I mean, look at this alley we're sitting in. I mean, if you really concentrate, there's so many little details, you can just get lost in the details.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of times people don't do that.
Let's head on up, dude. Like this staircase, the stair thing here, man, this fucking thing was made in the 20s, you know?
Look at this.
This is an antique.
Yeah, this
you
thing
know?
Is probably about to fall, too.
Think so?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's a piece of shit. There's no...
No way around, huh?
No.
Got a wire that's wide open, you know, pal? Somebody come in here and rob this place.
It's cool.
Over the steel.
They steal computer parts from us, isn't it?
That's what I did today. Cleaned all this off.
Was this where...
Remember what this looked like before?
This had all been compartments and shit. Yeah. Pretty impressive. You guys want to sell that desk?
This desk?
Yeah.
Do you want to buy that desk?
How much?
I don't know. Well, here I am in my little work spot.
Alright. Now let's go on with this documentary. What else do we really want to get to the heart of? We want to really dissect this whole travel shit, you know?
What it means to travel, how it... Oh, dude, great.
I got a map.
Chair, okay? There you go. We got a map.
Alright,
grab that. Alright. Here, hold on a second. I'll stop for a minute. My memory.
Part two here. In your lifetime... What's going to be the goal of all your travels? Do you want to travel the world? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? What do you want to see? What do you want to do when you kick back about 65 or 70 or whatever and you've done most of your travels? What are you going to think about? What's going to be something you've accomplished that you went out to accomplish?
I think that in the end, when you look back, it's not necessarily do I want to go to a particular place and you know, say I was in, you know, Jakarta, Indonesia. That won't be perhaps the crown of it. And to be honest with you, I don't know. It just will happen. And I think that eventually down the road there'll be some experience or experiences that will sit atop, like, just kind of like when I was sitting on top of that mountain. That's something that I'll always remember. Like the first time I saw the ocean. Shit like that. You'll just remember it. And maybe someday I'll be... Where I'd really like to go is I'd like to go to the temples of Angkor Wat in Cambodia. That's some place that I think would be a really cool place to go and just check them out. I also think that it'd be really cool to go to, like, you know, like Madagascar and really twist the place that not a lot of people go. But, I mean, not necessarily for the sake of going there, but because, well, actually, I'd like to see it. And then who's to say, when I'm there, maybe the trip will become real because, I don't know, maybe I'll, like, see a little kid and give him a dollar. Maybe that'll be something I remember. You just don't know because, in my opinion, things like that just happen without coercion.
Now, let's talk about the actual putting together this documentary. What are we going to film you doing? Are we going to film you in the car, film you looking at shit, film you talking about it? What are we going to do?
No, but like I was saying, people like Jack Kerouac and Neil Cassidy and Allen Ginsberg became famous by virtue of the fact that they were individuals in the truest sense. Now, the irony of it is their individualism inspired a particular generation back in the 50s, the Beat Generation, and I wouldn't necessarily go as far as to say they were all trying to imitate Ginsberg and Cassidy and Kerouac, but what it did was those books by Kerouac just gave people a new twist on life, on how this particular group of people live. And I think that nobody's life should be discounted. And I think what makes things interesting and what makes life interesting is to go to different places and see how people live. And not to judge them by any means, but just to be cool with that. To know that, you know, that dude over there is working out on that farm and he's digging it, you know? Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's unhappy with his life. Maybe he's getting a divorce. Maybe he's having an affair. Maybe he loves his wife, you know? Just little shit, but the intricacies of the human life are what make it so grand, you know? What makes the world infinitely more enjoyable than anything they can produce on television. And that's what makes it so fun. You know, I guess the whole thing is that life is a big fucking soap opera.
Alright, let's go on here.
I just need to get me some cash. And maybe we can tell her some wonderful thoughts.
What do you think about cash?
Oh, I dig cash, man. I'm a big fan of money. I love it. I love to eat it.
Has anybody ever called you Rubberneck?
Just you. Can I have a pen, please?
Huh?
A pen?
Sure.
Great. Oh, you know what?
I'm going to need a checking deposit. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want a deposit slip?
Yeah, into my checking account.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you know your number, Jeff?
John.
John. I can't keep you guys separate.
I know. I sometimes even I am confused on who I am.
Huh?
Even I get confused sometimes about who I am.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Okay. Yeah, it's common.
You like that?
Yeah, man.
That's America, man.
That's what's so cool about living in a small town, man. People know who you are.
Yeah.
I really don't need to give this lady my number. She knows.
You like small towns? I mean, what do you think about small towns when you travel?
I think they're cool, man.
I'm not going to hold on. Go ahead.
I think that they're great. I think they're very necessary.
It looks like an 8.
What the?
You putting $84 in?
It's a 2, jackleg.
It's like an 8 right there.
Let's see, I'm going to keep some cash. No, I'm not. I don't need money.
You need cash?
No, man.
I thought you said you were a big fan of cash.
I am, but I got plenty. Let's see, today is the 30th.
I got my paper turned in, man. They love it.
All right.
She was calling me Rubberneck.
If I don't have my number, can you... Ma'am?
Huh?
Can you find my number if I don't know?
I sure will, babe.
Thank you. Let's go into that store.
There you go. Colors,
you can have it if you want it.
Ooh, thank you. I need a pen.
Can I ask her if I can have a pen?
No.
My buddy wants a pen.
No, you can have that one. I got one.
Yeah, look at that. Let's go in there.
Have
you seen
to?
That before?
No,
let's go in there and record shit.
Okay. You still rolling there?
I can't see you in a bag, Candy.
Oh. Hey, I'm putting money in your bank. I think that's worthy of a...
That's worth
it. I say.
I guess you want a Tootsie Roll Pop, too.
Oh, hey, what's that getting that you got?
No kidding.
We're not
cheating. We're young and poor. We'll take any handouts.
We didn't go trick or
treating. Hey,
we didn't go trick or treating this year, so we need whatever we got.
The mints are fine. You won't see any fight, but the.
Uh oh.
Just send all your friends.
Okay.
With money.
Okay. I'll have them all bank here, and I'll tell them to get some good mints and Tootsie Pop. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye bye.
I'll be quiet about it. Come here, notice there's a fine line between antiques and shit. I mean, who the hell would want a yellow plastic horse? Who would see that yellow plastic horse with red eye?
Hey, man, it's different breeds of people that make money around.
Mm-hmm.
You want Wallace? You want to stand for America?
George Wallace?
I don't know
a guy named Wallace. I'd go for you. That's pretty pathetic. Rich and perfect cigars, not perfect cigars.
Yeah.
Some of it's cool. You know.
$7.
For a set of blades?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I think that fits you. Rit.
Exciting fun for
Pit. That's a game.
It's a small party games, man.
Let's see. Let's think about this antique store here. Picture of Jesus and a picture of John F. Kennedy. Hey, I'll get those horns mounted on the hood of my car. Look real nice, wouldn't it? Right there by the pop of lights. That's a cool bike. What's in there? Oh, it's the water heater. You tripping over that line and tackle? What's in here? It's a little case. A little brush in it. William Fresante. Joe found himself, that's an old phonograph. Oh, don't jack it up, man. Don't throw any vinyl on it. That's some old vinyl, pal. That's some old license plates. Wait, now here's the thing. What's the price on one of those license plates? There you go. What do you say?
$3.
You can sell that in Switzerland for $20. Interesting thing about world commerce.
I'm gonna buy at least one thing here, Sam.
Okay. Check it out, man. This chair costs $700. Yeah. Must be a pretty comfortable chair.